My name is Annie Johnson. I live in Jonesboro, Louisiana. My address is Route 1, Box 317. In the summer of 1964, six co-workers came to Jonesboro, Louisiana, which is in Jackson Parish, population of 15,796. Jonesboro population 5,000. During this time, which was about 30 days, they registered over 200 Negroes on the registration. July 1964, after the Civil Rights Bill passed, Negro citizen of Jonesboro, with the help of Coral, started to work on desegregation of public facilities. During this time, around 30 people were jailed. Ku Klux Klan paraded the Negro community one time too many. The black men of Jonesboro decided they were sick and tired of being tired. So they formed an organization, namely the Deacons for Defense and Justice, a group of men who swore to protect their Negro community Since then, like the TV commercial, you wonder where the yellow went. We, the Negroes of Jonesboro, often wonder, where did the KKK parades go? We also had six Negro policemen who didn't use brutality on their black brother, and they were fired. 1965, January 17, two churches were burned around 2 o'clock at the same time. They were churches where civil rights meetings were being held. From that, the black men were on the warpath again. In 1965, February, school demonstrations broke out. Why? Because the students at Jackson High were sick and tired of being tired. So they list their grievances on paper and made their parents fired, walking out of their classes and marching. That brought the governor of Louisiana, John McKitton, to Jackson Parish at Jackson High School. From that, they got promises. Some were filled, some have not been filled, but has limited time. And if they are not filled, we shall return. During this time, Will Henderson and Sammy Flowers were made policemen for the Negro community. This is what the black men call a good nigger. They killed one, shot one, beat hundreds, including an 8-year-old boy, harassed several. One cannot write or read, so he gets his kick out of the said above. In 1965, July, 28 were arrested for picking an all-white grocery store, which is in a Negro community. We demanded a Negro clerk. We had two Negro grocery boys that were working there, but we didn't have a Negro clerk behind the counter, and we demanded one.
Okay. Did you get the clerk?
No, we did not. The boycott was about 80% effective, but when they were arrested, we were having so much trouble in getting bond money, we decided to stop, and they were arresting on an account.
One of the things that you demonstrated about at one point was paved roads, right?
Yeah, we also demonstrated for sewage, mail delivery in the Negro community, which they were not getting, and paved roads. That we have.
Oh, you did get mail delivery?
We got mail delivery, we got paved roads, and the sewage inside the city, and most of it has been worked on.
And now you're working on trying to get the parts of the Negro community which are outside the city limits into the city limits?
That is correct. We also have a lawsuit in on Will Henderson and Sammy Flowers asking them to be released of their duties. And the Negro citizens of Jonesboro are still working on that.
Oh, why are you asking that they be released from their duties?
Because they are Well, first place, they are not qualifying. They don't do anything but beat on the Negroes and harass them, intimidate them all the time.
Uh-huh. And you said that one of them beat up an 8-year-old girl?
It's 8-year-old boy.
Okay. What happened?
Why he beat the child?
Yeah.
Well, the child, he was the type of child that didn't like to go to school. So the probation office from Monroe asked Will Henderson if he would carry the child to school. So he said he would. And he went by and asked the child parents if he could carry the child to school. So the parent agreed that he could, but they didn't agree to him to beat the child. So he beat him on a Monday, and on a Wednesday he beat him again, and he beat him into blisters and things like that. So we filed a suit on it.
That's still in court?
Yeah, that's still in court. It's been moved from the fifth, from Monroe to New Orleans or Baton Rouge.
Who were the six core workers who came in the summer of 64?
Danny Mitchell, Kathy, Ruthie.
Kathy who?
Kathy Patterson. What was Ruthie's name, Jacob?
Wells.
Ruthie Wells, Bill Yates, Bob Weeble, Fred Brooks. Is it six? I think that's six.
Okay, and when you said that the school children walked out of school and made a list of demands, what were some of those demands?
Some of the demands were a new gym, more teachers, more books for them to study out of, and they had a gutter in the back of the school. They wanted that cleaned up, football stadium, etc.
Were any of the places that you demonstrated against desegregated finally?
Yes, all of the public facilities in Jackson and Jonesboro is desegregated.
Okay, thank you very much. Tell about the church.
There were two churches that was burned, like I said before, January 17, 1965. Churches, the two churches were named Pleasantville Baptist Church and Bethany Baptist Church. During the time of rebuilding the churches, they had students to come down from Syracuse, New York, and Kansas City. During the rebuilding of the churches were, windows and things was broken back out of the churches while trying to rebuild. Also, they were shot in. Bethany Baptist Church was burned twice in 1 year. They burned it back down to the ground.
Has it been rebuilt?
No, it has not.
Has anything been done to catch the people who set fire to the churches?
No.
No.
Nothing has been done.
Are any efforts being made to rebuild the church?
There are little efforts being made to rebuild Bethany's Baptist Church. Not much. They haven't been able to start rebuilding again.
Yeah. And how is it?
Well, this community is a very poor community. Most of the people that have membership at the church are woodcutters and things like that, and they have a very hard time trying to rebuild the first church with the help of donations from all over the world, and now they're at rock bottom.
Yeah. How do they feel about it? Are they scared now?
Well, you know, they sort of feel let down. They while the church was being rebuilt, there had not been any more mass meeting held at the church. No, we often wonder why the church was burned again.
Okay, so what about the cross that's in back in the courthouse?
Well, that cross sitting back at the courthouse is sort of a symbol. They burn a cross on the hill. So the Ku Klux Klan, they had been riding. And so we decided to get the cross and we build a box. And on outside the box we had, here lies the head of the Grand Dragon. May his soul rest in peace. And we had a funeral, and people came by and reviewed the body. We had a symbol of a Ku Klux Klansmen lying in the box. And yeah, well, it made the white community feel pretty bad, and they insisted that we take the box down. So the box stayed up until it was torn down. It was really great. We had a white shirt and tie, and had a mole of a head inside the casket and everything, and we got a real big kick out of it. But the KKK didn't like that, lying in front of the Freedom House with their symbol up there on it. So they raised a lot of hell about it. And the white policemen, they came by and they begged us to take it down, but we took it down at our own will.